really it is not. Otherwise, how I can have think that Sridhar Goswami Maharaj is my Shiksha Guru, and I took sannyas from Kesava Maharaj. I respect all. So this, you should tell that I'm begging
pardon
from them. And you should know that I have collected so many thousands and thousands of disciples, but I could not train them well. So please help them, and with your own hand, you should give me samadhi. There were so many Tamal Krishna and other his disciples, but why he told to me? Because he has accepted me as Shiksha Shishya. He has written one letter. Once I told wrote a letter to him that why you are taking the name of A.C. Bhakti Vedanta. Your Sannyas Guru has given Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You should accept it. Don't write A.C. Then he told that, I'm lachar hoon. I bank account everywhere in America and there. My all accounts are by this name. So I'm bound to keep AC. Then I wrote, then anyhow, we don't want to accept this name.
Not so only please, that, his legal name in passport also AC Bhaktivedanta Swami, so he could not change all these things.
After that, I wrote him, I have written so are you unhappy? And are you angry with me? No, I don't care. We have transcendental relation. I have with my Gurudev, might also this relation is with you. It cannot broke in any way. You have served me, and I'm very satisfied and happy with. So what I told, not to defame him.
Or not to minimize
always
his glory.
You can see that everywhere I glorify him. Gaurubani Pracharine, that book you should read, how highly I have done. Any school leader cannot do like this. Yesterday I heard from
Padmanabh
Maharaj that once Swamiji was in Hawaii and his all prominent disciples were there, and he told, I know that you are not qualified for sannyas. I know so many anartha attached to worldly affairs, so much attached for money, I know. But even I am giving sannyas you, and brahmacharis I am giving red cloth, no qualification. But why giving? As a
battle commission.
To preach, I am doing. Almost so many will fall down. I know all this. But even there is some
benefit
for you by that, by preaching, glorification of Krishna, Harikatha telling and hearing. You will gain so much. So he has himself told about, I think 90% they have fell down sannyasis. Even today I see Jagadish in Saranagati. In France, so many still going on.
Harikas.
So if they were with me hearing Harikatha like you, oh, they would have never fall down. And I told, not for myself, in Gaudiya Math everywhere like this, that brahmachari sannyasi, very rare they fall down. I've seen in ISKCON all the pujaris, married, and if not married, very soon they marry. But we don't allow them to do so. So I was not going to defame him or dishonor him. You don't feel anything. Discussing why he told.
That's all right. It's okay. I just want to be sure you don't fall.
Excuse me, VIP coming through. Yeah. Excuse me.
Why you made that?
Because the vehicle, we are staying at a distance.
Yeah, come on.
Latif Maharaj.
This is his nickname. Buddha is asking for you.
Class Maharaj also, he comes late.
Because car goes there.
But there is no place to sit. He will come and make a problem for all. Where to sit?
Maharaj, we should serve. We should serve pizza on the morning walk.
मुझे pizza खा दिया बोलते morning walk.
Srila Gurudev. One time in Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada, the whole temple room was packed, maybe 200 brahmacharis. That time he also said, after I leave, most if not all of you will marry. So he told in big public gathering like that, not just in private.
You were there?
I was not there. My godbrother was there. He told me. He was present at the time and he told me. Srila Prabhupada told like this.
So I have not defamed him.
No.
He has told,
he has told publicly in Los Angeles temple. He has made that statement.
Aniruddha Prabhu has one question.
Thank you very much. Srila Gurudev, you remember the Costa Rica farm? When you went in 19...
Oh, yeah. One sannyasi.
Yes.
Hold on.
This farm belongs to ISKCON. But most of the devotees at the farm have taken initiation from him.
From you.
From you. Oh. Then Guru Prasanna Maharaj now is kicking out all of your disciples. So they brought to me and said, please help me. So me and another devotee called Yadu are taking the case to court. And also we are doing like a public campaign.
Public campaign.
Yes.
It, saying to people, this man, Guru Prasad Swami, wants to unfairly sell the farm.
Yes, unfairly.
So one devotee told me many 2 months ago, be careful, Prabhu. You're committing Vaishnava Parad because you are criticizing me. But they said, I am duty bound. I had to help my God brothers. So right now, next week we're going to submit the case to the court. So probably, Krishna May, we can secure the farm. But I want to ask you, if I fight in this way, because you said very clearly yesterday, there are Marian adhikaris, even their followers don't criticize them. But I am I am bound. In a legal case, I had to fight.
If anyone is bound, he may tell lightly.
No harm.
This is not criticism.
This is not
the right reserve for this.
If
I do that,
my any disciple that sannyasi not good, he not following me guru parampara, and he is criticizing others, so be careful. This is not criticism.
One thing is, you know, Virabahu Prabhu, his wife Gaurapriya.
Yeah.
So I brought a letter saying, why you have double standard? The head pujari in Krishna Balaram Mandir is Srila Narayana Maharaj disciple.
Yeah, Mukunda Prabhu.
The lawyer who is defending Guru Prasad Swami is your disciple, Sachitananda. So why are you saying, because he brought a letter, we don't want any Narayana Maharaj disciple at this farm. You have double standard because Gaurapriya is living in MBT, ISKCON. He is a strong follower of Narayana Maharaj.
Yes.
So he got very angry. Don't bro to me anymore.
Anyone who will once hear me, he cannot return back. That is why they fear and they don't allow their disciples to come to me. But I have no difference between my disciple and Swamiji disciples or their disciples' disciples.
Grand disciple.
Oh. My door is open for all.
Yesterday, my God brought it Harinamananda Prabhu. When you were giving class, he was praying to Krishna, I want to have a close relationship with Gurudev. And then when you were leaving out the temple, you come approach him and you said to him, who are you? So he's taking that as a sign that he wants to establish a closer relationship with you.
I met him in Costa Rica.
He's a very serious Prabhupada disciple. And he wants to have a closer, I want to serve you intimately. So he wants to know how. He took it as transcendental. He was amazed, startled. How he knew?
Hear me more, four days. Automatically our relation will be tightened.
He wants to serve, he wants to know how he can serve you more.
Should I tell this story?
Anyhow he can serve.
They told already the Hawaii.
Srila Gurudev.
But he said,
I was on morning walk with Srila Gurudev and Vrajanath Prabhu and Sripad Madhav Maharaj 1 year, maybe 2 years ago in Venice. And I was a little bit upset with some of the activities of ISKCON. And I asked Srila Gurudev, Srila Gurudev, are these people, are they aparades, offenders, or are they asura? Demon. And Srila Gurudev said, he said, they are my children.
Yeah, I got it.
My children.
Padmara Maharaj, you should say.
Say what?
Hello. Don't block the sun, please.
What more? I think, can you say what is Maya? Yesterday class?
It's hard for me to speak on the spur of the moment without prior
what?
He says Maya is
very hard for me to express.
I was thinking of telling the story of Narada Muni, who thought he had conquered Maya, and then he bragged to Shiva and Brahma, and then Vishnu himself, and then he went away, and then became captivated by the lady wanting to get married. And he asked Narayan to please give him his beauty for one day, but Narayan gave him the face of a monkey. That is very, very nice katha.
What is Maya?
Dvitiya Abhinivesh. That desire to be second Krishna. And that creates everything.
You should know that Maya is of two kinds. Really, Maya is Jog Maya.
Daiviya, sir.
Its function is in Golok Vrindavan and in Prakat Leela of Krishna. Rash Leela. Jog Maya Mupashritaha. Without Jog Maya, it cannot be. So, in this world, no function of so much of Jog Maya. Maya means here all know worldly Maya.
Maha Maya.
By which creation, what?
Creation, sustenance, and destruction
is done.
Generator.
This is
operator.
Maya, shadow of real Jog Maya. And also you should know that by which in this body, I am this body. And this is relatives and all are mine, wealth are mine. Oh, this land is mine, all this mine. And myself, this is Maya. Attachment to relatives is also Maya. And destruction also Maya. So we see everywhere. Maya can defeat anyone. In Kali Yuga, especially to sannyasi, she attacks. So be very careful. This is Maya. We think that, wealth will save me. My relatives will help me. But this is Maya.
How does Maya attack the sannyasis, Gurudev, and how can they be safe?
Because they see that, he's best person to be attacked.
So how they can be saved?
Only by Saranagati of Krishna and
Guru
and Vaishnava. Only. If they will see that no one is controlling me, no one to control me, then he will go in the lap of Maya. And those who always remember Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava.
Hare Krishna.
I have two questions. For so long you've been asking about who is top book distributor. So you've been asking who is top book distributor. Number one, two, three book distributor. You've asked me for so many times.
Oh, yeah.
Which devotees? So I've used, we figured that out. We know who's number one, two, and three, but we know by quantity, by how many books they distributed. So we are wondering if that's the best way to measure, if there's any other way by quality, because the only way to measure right now practically is through quantity. But there's some doubt, Brajnath, if you can help me, of how, if we can measure other way for next year.
Some devotees are telling in ISKCON they used to encourage number one, number two, number three. Then by so many tricks and hook and crook, they used to distribute books and they all left that service. Many of the topmost book distributors, they gave up everything. And now they are completely in Maya.
Also creating problems with the public.
Be careful.
But
anyhow,
some recognition.
We should give some reward.
Now, yes. How they can judge here? Who is the top? Somebody going to top and
how many books there are?
Yeah.
Only this one.
I know. That's what Radha Kantaprabhu told me. Only way is through how many books.
Yes.
Other question is, we are inspired to give a big recognition, ticket to Kartik, but some may think that that's too much.
Well, they are thinking that who will be first and second, third book disease, they'll arrange ticket for them, air ticket to go India in Kartik.
Oh, we should decide. Committee will decide.
Okay.
And machines first.
Madhu Vrathprabhu was telling.
Don't block the fan, please.
That when any devotee came to him in the street before he became a devotee, he gave him a book. And then Madhu Vrathprabhu said, I have some questions. And the devotee said, I have no time. I have to distribute more books.
But even they not give time, he became devotee. If they give time, what will be his position?
Oh. Then he will be top book distributor.
Take it to Kartik. Commercial approach.
Srila Gurudev, yesterday you mentioned the difference between you and our Srila Prabhupada was that you are training your brahmacharis and sannyasis and that they will not fall down in future. So I wanted to say that in my experience, I have also seen this, that in your Sangha and those brahmacharis who are with you and who have been with you for many, many years, you have trained all of them. You have maintained the standard and told them very strictly that they must never, never give up their brahmacharya saffron cloth. But during the time of our Prabhupada, he encouraged brahmacharya,
yes,
but he did not enforce.
Beginning. And
yes.
That is why he did.
Yes, but he did not enforce that by force. If they wanted to marry, no problem.
In fact, in the beginning, he arranged the marriages.
Yes.
In very beginning, yes.
Because he saw that they are not capable, so then he arranged.
Was very, very intelligent, very intelligent. Anyhow, Dadu
took their energy.
Yeah. Arrested them all. By hook, by crook, by money, by... He turned them to make money also. If they will give up much, oh, they can
easily maintain
their life.
Good, eh? I have a question. Since beginning, you're always asking that we form a society, this Sangha. Now they're doing. Yesterday there was a big meeting. So some devotees, they're asking a question. I have a doubt. Also, I have this doubt that especially in Western, those who come in management positions, they tend to be very strong.
Pushing.
Forceful.
Forceful. So how can we best avoid this? Because many are asking this question. They're thinking, again, we will become like ISKCON or any other
institution.
Yes.
Oh, they are afraid, the devotees in general, hesitant, that if we have any society, then leaders will try to control us. Yeah.
And like they did in ISKCON.
Like we have experience in ISKCON. That is why...
Here,
yes.
No controlling. I don't want to control. I have love and affection for them. By love and affection, I used to control.
Now Gokul is telling that who will be manager in the society, their nature will be to control everyone and force them to everyone. Like ISKCON they did.
I always remind them, think you are servant of the mutt. All, I'm making you mutt commander to serve all. Not thinking that I'm controller and I'm head.
if doing anything, or consult with them, yes, and then do. And don't say that I am controlling monarch.
When I see all institutions like ISKCON, even our situation in Bhubaneswar, you told they're also doing like that.
That this is.
But only one institution is not like that. That is Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Before was you and Srila Tripurkara Maharaj, Srila Vama Maharaj, and now we have Madhav Maharaj and
Premananda. Gurudev, when we came to Kartik and we saw how everything is managed, and there was no meeting, nothing.
Nothing. No
automatically,
meeting at all.
Automatically.
Yeah. Still
only no prasadity.
And then we were surprised how it is possible. We have to sit down meetings and you have this job, you have this job, and if you don't do this, then everything will fail. But in your Sangha,
nothing.
No meetings, automatically.
Malaberi hatte bei hoye jacche.
The Gurudev, always when his properties, money, is always greed. How we can avoid that and the way we suffer in ISKCON when Srila Prabhupada was here, nothing of this happened before. After his departure, everybody started fighting for properties, temples, kicking out the bodies, and ambition and greed come to the society and almost destroy them. How we can avoid that?
What?
How can we avoid that in the future, because there will be properties, money, and power, authority, it sometimes devotees who are in those positions, they become greedy. They want corrupt. To corrupted, you know, they want to get for their own self. So he's asking how in the future we can avoid that this will happen in our Sangha.
That controlling committee, the members should be very selfless. And Sharanagat to Guru, Vaishnava and Krishna, and detached from worldly wealth and worldly desires. I want to make members like this. But even Maya, it may be, but we are trying by this.
And Gurudev, in the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he said all members should change, right? After some time.
Yeah, the chairman.
Not
GBC do not change, but chairman.
I'm also
directing
directions of management state clearly that every GBC member should be re-elected every 3 years.
Oh, really?
GBC.
Yes.
Oh, in directions of management.
Uh-huh.
So they have
not followed this.
Obfuscated it.
Oh.
We should follow.
Isn't it that
Son of Narayan.
Your son, yes. Also son of Narayan.
What? I have noticed in over the years that a lot of the ISKCON devotees or even management, that they have a tendency to go back to their old ways, and they have. So how can they? Just like they may think, oh, I'm doing the right thing, but maybe they're not, and they're overpowering or too like heavy with. And so how can they avoid that kind of mentality or that kind of thing?
Good of telling.
What is selfless?
In the absence of good association, any leaders, they may again take habits which follow the habits which they used to follow before. Bad habits, being controller and wanting, how can that be avoided?
That they will fall backwards into their old ways.
They don't want to follow. They can.
प्रबंधन में भ्रष्टाचार ना आ जाए.
हाँ.
प्रबंधन में भ्रष्टाचार ना आ जाए. इसकी क्या और तरीका हो सकता है? वो जो आप बता चुके हो सर.
You know that भ्रष्टाचार was in Satyug.
Corruption.
In Dwapar.
The corruption.
In Treta. Kali Yuga more. We are trying, but even it may come, but we should be careful that. In a father, two sons, they quarrel and one shoots
the other.
Other, instead of loving. So this is world, and this is why we should chant, remember Krishna, be Saranagat to Krishna and Guru. That is why. Without this, any scheme will fail.
Jai.
It always seems that these devotees who are persecuting others are there, and sometimes I'm thinking this is Krishna's arrangement to teach us to be more tolerant.
But
persecuting.
There are many devotees that they persecute other devotees. It means, you know, persecute, they tell...
Unjustly charged.
Yeah, unjustly, they accuse devotees or they ban devotees like this. So?
Is this Krishna's arrangement?
Oh, he's saying that maybe this is Krishna teaching us how to be more tolerant.
No, this is not Krishna's arrangement. He's very merciful and kind.
This is Koli's arrangement.
But he's merciful and kind in a very...
The persons who is thinking like this, who is selfish and want to cheat others, cheaters.
Srila Gurudev, you know Paramadvaiti Maharaj? You know Paramadvaiti Maharaj?
Oh, so much, so
okay.
much.
Okay, he said that the basic problem is that American devotees have this fundamental defect because they are trained to be successful. So by nature, they are selfish. And that was, so I want to say,
Arrivo.
American devotees. Hey, I was just born here, picking on Americans.
He was sitting behind me. How you see him? I told him to sit in front of me, but he said, no, you are senior. You are.
You can sit on your
lap. Today, 50 years.
Oh, 50. Very good.
So, Your Kripa Gurudev, so this last part of my life, I can...
He wants to be free from... Gurudev, he wants to be free from...
Very good.
From beginning of
my
life, I know you are sincere devotee. And very soon, you will advance.
This is a letter from Praladanath from Bolivia. He told me to give it to you. Praladanath, Prabhupada disciple.
What name?
Who has the Praladanath? The I.
Praladanath from Bolivia.
He was in Miami. He met you in Miami. Yeah. He had one. And his son was working in your...
Yeah, valet. He was working in the valet parking. Yeah. He gave me the letter to you.
This boy still working there?
No, not anymore.
They didn't talk.
Now it is his nature.
Don't criticize so much. They are also my children, he told.
Okay.
Don't be so passionate.
Heavy.
Calm and quiet. Don't see anyone's faults. See your faults. Understand?
Don't find fault others, have to find fault ourselves.
But sometimes they say because we keep this humility attitude, this is the space.
Anyhow, you should always try to follow these principles. I'm not telling, Shastri is telling, Krishna is telling. Those who will criticize others, all bad qualities come in him.
Sorry.
No problem.
My attention is
5 meters
away.
Huh?
You know that Gurudev is going to come to Shiva's house now.
Yeah, we're just going to block off the driveway behind him.
So you're going to go ahead?
Yeah, Sajjad Maharaj himself.
Okay, I'm coming with
you. Yeah, you know, people are excited.
We're gonna get right back into this car. Excuse me.